And he describes the courses here, the course of Abiyah. I want to quote some of this. As he says, the course of Abiyah in Luke 1:5. This was the eighth of the priestly courses to ministration in the temple. And then it mentions again 1 Chronicles 24:10. And occurred, as did the others, twice in the year. So they functioned between Passover and Tabernacles. They had the division of 24 weeks, and each course was responsible to go up to Jerusalem and function in the temple for 1 week. Now, the course of Abiyah was there at the eighth of the 24, the eighth one from Passover to Tabernacles, and then again from Tabernacles to Passover, the other 6 months, as we know, that divides the year. They were in again on the eighth course again. Again, the courses were changed every week, beginning with each with a Sabbath. The reckoning commenced on the 22nd day of Tishri or Ethanim. This was the eighth and last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. So they changed again from Tabernacles, and it was also applied to Passover and Unleavened Bread. It says the great day of the feast, as it describes that. Then it says the first course fell by lot to Yehoiarib, and the eighth to Abiyah or Abiyah. And then it goes through here, and it says, bearing in mind that all the courses served together at the three feasts. So they all were required to be there whenever the pilgrim holy days took place, which would have been Unleavened Bread, and of course they went up for Pentecost, and they went up again for the Feast of Tabernacles. So they were all together at the three great feasts. The dates for the two yearly ministrations of Abiyah will be seen as follows. The first ministration from 12 to the 18th of Chislu, which would have been December, from December 6th to 12th, usually. Now, of course, these are ballpark figures because we know that the scriptural calendar is a lunar calendar, and so it would not fall the same time on the solar calendar each year. The second ministration, as he puts in Sivan, which would have been in June, he puts it around the 13th to the 19th. Now, usually, of course, that would be like a couple weeks after the Feast of Pentecost. Now, the announcement, therefore, to Zechariah in the temple as to the conception of John the Baptist took place between the 12th to 18th Sivan, which would have been June 18th, 13th to 19th, somewhere in that vicinity. That's, again, a ballpark figure. You can go a week before, you can go a week after, depending on how the solar cycle was hitting. And that would have been in the year 5 before the Common Era. After finishing his ministration, the aged priest, we know he was old, departed to his own house, and it describes that in Luke 1:23, which was in a city in the hill country of Judea. The day following the end of the course of Abiyah, being a Sabbath, he would not have been able to leave Jerusalem before the 20th, so he had to wait then until the first day of the week. The 30 miles journey would probably occupy an old man a couple of days at least. He would therefore arrive at his house on the 21st or 22nd. This leaves ample time for the miraculous conception of Elizabeth to take place on or about the 23rd of Sivan, which would correspond to June 23rd to 24th on that year. The fact of the conception and its date would necessarily be known would henceforth be associated with the conception of John the Baptist in First Tebeth, which would be with that of our Master presently, or Yahshua presently obliterated, the real dates of our Master's begetting and birth. So he goes on and describes this, and then he says, as soon as the true birth day of the Messiah had been shifted from its proper date, which he puts as 15th of Tishri, which was September 29th, and a festival day from the pagan calendars substituted, which is December the 25th. Now, this is an astounding thing. Bollinger, of course, wrote this over 100 years ago. Companion Bible is still in print, and many scholars know these things, but it's interesting if you look in the modern translations, the study Bibles in particular, they don't mention any of this stuff. Now, let's try to understand this a little bit better. We want this to be as simple as possible We want to remove all the complexities. So the course of Abhya was the eighth of the 24 courses that were established by David and Zadok. And you see that in verse 9 there.